Committee meeting Monday, January 6, 2020. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic where we stand, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your package, we have the minutes for a regular meeting on December the 9th. Blaine and I found we need to change that mayor, the signature line, to me. So make sure we change that before next meeting. I think Patricia just got the copy from the month I was gone, so. Anybody else have anything on it?
No, Rusty had put comments on Shan Corporation.
Okay. Anything else on minutes? All right, Public Works Committee, project updates. I'll read this from Shane. From December 2019, total rainfall, we had 5 events for 4.8 inches. No drainage issues. 1 clogged sewer issue reported on Brule Oaks. We cleaned out some roots and flow was restored. No incidents for the maintenance department. No out of compliance sample test results on the sewer treatment facility. Shane added some year-end notes. We had 69 inches of rainfall, averaging 5.8 a month. We've cleaned out 4,300 feet of ditches and culverts and brought them to grade. 3 culvert programs were requested and completed. This week we've taken down Christmas decorations. Our bulk pickup will be on January 13th, and our extra pickup will be on the 31st. Not the 30. Is it 31st, right? Check on that because he sent me the wrong one earlier. It's the last Friday, 31st. So that's our Public Works update. Anybody else have anything on Public Works? I mean on project updates. Next drainage discussion. We're going to continue in January working on our drainage situation we have. When they run the water line down Anita Street, they're going to tear up half of Anita Street. We're going to replace culverts that cross Anita Street. We got a bid on that. It's about $9,600, and so we're going to go ahead and replace those culverts while they have the road torn up, which will help. It's the ditch that comes south of Miss Shirley Jordan's house. It comes across, so we're going to replace those. They need to be replaced, so while it's all torn up, we're going to go ahead and get that fixed. Other than that, we're just continuing to clean ditches out. Roy, do you have anything you can add on drainage?
I apologize. I told Don I had a draft map. We're laying out all your drainage ditches, and then we're going to incorporate on top of that the drainage areas, and then have that discussion with you, which areas do you want to study and when.
Okay.
And we know about which area you want to study and come up with a ballpark estimate to tell you what it's going to take to do that.
Perfect.
Because then we need to look at how much information do you have on your existing ditches and how much additional data do we need to pick up, meaning some grades or elevation. Someone's already given us a great deal of information on your culverts and what you have in there.
Okay.
May I have one question before we move off of this? And Roy, this is, I need some help from you. I was speaking to a resident maybe last month about the force main that travels from North LeBove and it ends up
in the back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
With the cost and the excessive cost of installing a larger motor or a pump in the lift station, when we talked about that for improvements, can you explain to me exactly what the force main does? How it works real quick in just layman's terms.
Right. And the force main that was put, rerouted, I'll use that term, because the benzo station used to pump a discharge at the east end of Benzo Street.
Okay.
Not Benzo, excuse me.
Aline, right?
Aline Street.
Yeah.
Also, north of Bow and south of Bow pump stations discharge that. So you have 3 pump stations discharging that. Because of the inflow and infiltration, all the excess water you're getting into the system,
right.
Pump stations are running longer, and that would overload going down...
Eileen.
Eileen Street.
Yeah.
So, simple solution was, we had enough horsepower at the pumps on Benzoyl, we changed the impeller, which means it had a little different pump curve, so we could pump the same quantity of water, but we're pumping it further now, because it runs through an existing 6-inch. The health department let me increase to an 8-inch at LeBeau, it takes it all the way back to the emergency bypass road. And that dumps back there. So Benzoyl station pumps all the way to the back, one manhole or two manholes before the main pump station.
Okay, so it's basically a T there, or is it a Y? At the North LeBeau intersection? Is that basically what we have?
We cut it off, cut in the fittings to turn it.
Okay.
Go down there, yes.
Okay, and so once it gets to the road in the back, what does it do there? There it just goes...
It discharges directly under the manhole and it gravity flows to the main pump station.
Okay.
To explain that situation to you, in engineering-wise, normally you pump water uphill, okay? The land here in Brule slopes downhill away from the river. So when we changed it, the pump station did this. If I'd have left that force main's in the ground, so it really pumps downhill. Part of the explanation of my design was, if we leave it that way and tie into a manhole downhill, every time the pump station would turn off, that would be a gravity line that would drain. You cause major issues when I turn on the pump and there's no water in the pipeline, the velocity of that pump would be very fast and high. You compress that air bubble, it would cause a great surge.
A water hammer?
It's a water hammer issue. Eventually, would break the pipe. Very simple solution is, so when we got to the end back on the emergency road, we turned the pipe up. That's why you ride back there. There's a pipe
the riser.
High in the air. That pipe is raised just above the elevation, so it always remains full. When the pumps turn off at Benzoyl, that pipe remains full of water. Now, long story short, back with Joey, I said, Joey, I can leave the T there and let it just exhaust to the atmosphere, because remember, when I'm putting water in the manhole, the air in that manhole's got to exhaust somewhere. So we left it elevated to exhaust. Lo and behold, it didn't take long, it's septic sewer.
Stench.
Yeah.
Yeah. Odor.
We thought, oh, it'll dissipate back there. The wood. Everybody within a half a mile smelled it.
Yeah.
All we did was close the top, we put a vent pipe back down to the manhole. So all that odorous gas goes back in the manhole. So, because when the water gets to the top, it's not a force main any fall, it's Niagara Falls, it free falls into the manhole. We gotta have the air that's coming back out, it's gotta exhaust. We exhaust it back in the sewer, and that air goes up the sewer and just exhausts in a normal sewer situation. But we've now prevented that water hammer situation.
Okay, so whenever we looked at the design of the lift station back there and we looked at the cost, is it, or could it be feasible to even look at running that force main directly to the sewer treatment pond?
You want to continue the Benzoyl force main further?
Yes.
We can do that. It's a horsepower number and take a look at it.
But I'm just wondering, from a cost standpoint, could that be an option for something, I guess, for the town to look at?
To take some pressure off of that Live Oak station.
Right here? Yes, that could be looked at. The situation you get into is the same story when I look just at Live Oak. Live Oak salesman hit me with an email today. What are we looking at? We narrowed it down to three alternatives. One is put bigger motors so they have more horsepower so you can run the two pumps at the same time, so you're doubling what we used to be. And that's about what you do now when you pump it to the ditch. You were pumping about 600. Those pumps are rated about 650. So we looked at that up in the horsepower and forced it all through the existing pipe. It can be done. Now the generator you got sitting there is not big enough to start those motors. So now I got to also buy another generator to replace the pump. Or let's lay a new force main all the way to the back from Live Oak Station all the way to the pond and dedicate a pump to each force main. That way I don't have to change horsepower pumps. I don't even have to change pumps. I got one dedicated to each one. And I can still run the same generator to start.
Right.
Those costs, I don't have them with me. I'm sorry, I brought them for a couple of months.
Yeah, I had them.
We got them. Mm-hmm. So I gave you the cost to up the motors, up the generator, lay a new force main, what that cost would be to tie it in, new control panel, or you continue what you're doing like you do today. When it happens, have an overflow, I'll use that term, leave it at that, and report it to DEQ.
So, okay, so I guess I was just, and pardon my ignorance on this, but I was speaking with Blaine earlier, and so there's a limit, I guess, on what the town can do from a funding standpoint. In other words, running another force main, that's nothing, or is that something, I guess, that we could use our own manpower to do? And then you save on cost, and you're looking at just the cost of PVC pipe at that time? Or
What I gave you an estimate on was that...
That's third party, right? That's right.
Public bid contractor laying it based off of those quotes I've got.
Right.
I have no idea if we are capable of doing that internally with the town. We'd have to talk about that and see. I don't know.
Well, I know a couple issues. You guys can run a backhoe and stick pieces of pipe together and trench for the majority of the way, but every time we cross one of those major pipelines, you're going to have to get in the idea of jacking and boring the polyethylene pipe to get the depth underneath them. A lot of that for the parish water line.
Yeah, how deep is that? Does that main have to be? Because I know the pipelines, I guess, just as a rule of thumb, they're 6 foot, more or less, I would think. Does the main have to be that deep, or can it be, you know, a foot underneath there, 2 foot, or it has to do just the elevation?
They want major separation. It depends on the depth of their pipelines. Now, totally different story, because your sewer force main running that way would be 8 inch roughly diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What I'm laying for the parish in this water line is 20 inch. So when you put a 20 inch and try to go over them,
right,
then I don't have enough cover left to support the loads on the pipe, so I got to go under.
Right.
Some of these things, I'm over 20 feet deep.
Ooh.
Well, so the force main, that massive amount of pipelines running through there, it got to be shallow as 4 foot of cover, and the deep one as much as 14 feet of cover.
Mm.
So by the time I do a 24 inch pipe with 14 feet of cover, that's 16 feet, and I got to be 4 feet below that. So the top of my pipe's got to be 20 feet to get the clearance. I'm getting toward 20, 25 feet deep.
You hit water.
No, I hit water at 2 feet.
Yeah.
It's ongoing. I do have clients who have the capability, because some of their guys are in the contracting business, but you need to talk to the attorney about you and your forces doing public works and how you're going
around. Yeah, yeah. You got
certain laws and all of that.
Dollar limits are, but there are restrictions on that too.
Yeah, we're estimating 150. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Don't even want to ask
I have some estimates. If you want to get them to him?
Yeah, I can forward them to him. Yeah.
It's substantial. That's a long way.
Yeah, I agree. I want to fix it. You know, it's a problem we need to fix. And now, whether it's this council, whether it's the next council, or...
Yeah, no, we don't want to get back into, you know, we get back to the spring, we get back to the rainy weather, and then we have residents coming back here, and I'm just...
One of the guys, the head of DPW Baton Rouge, used to work for me. He was in my office today. I made the same comment to him about you here. He's got it there. He thinks the city of Baton Rouge is doing it. You're trying to become a drainage system with your sewer. If you just try to move all the water that comes into your system to the treatment plant, get it over there. Problem is, you may not have enough treatment hydraulic capacity to handle that amount of water. At some point in time, you try to balance, let's eliminate all the extraneous water, inflow infiltration, which you've done a bunch of sewer surveying to try to find.
That's another thing too. I know this year we are tested to do some, scheduled to do some smoke testing. So we are going to do that in the spring. So, you know, if we find a big old huge leak, that would be fantastic. But yeah, I agree with you. I think we need to see about some way, shape, or form. I thought we had it done with that force main, and it did help Eileen. It solved our problem on Eileen. And we refinanced the sewer bond debt in order to do that. Yep. We just extended the term out.
So if and when you have to report something to DEQ, is there a fine associated with that? Or?
Y'all have been making reports. I know some have been done. I have no clue.
We've not been fined yet. I don't know if they're...
At some point in time, the Shane called me today to kind of the sad story. He's not going to be here at night, so I listened to his crying. But he's a Sydney's. You're looking at updating your permit, because every
5 years
you got to renew your permit. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just stages, you gotta let them know. And every time you send that questionnaire back to them, you're getting a ding because you're getting older. The plant's 5 years old. At some point in time, they'll ding you either environmental-wise, laws change, they want stricter limits. We've done a couple of changes back there. It started as a pre-sale pond, and we started adding some aerators to help out some issues. Then some limits changed. We added that duckweed that helped some issues. Depending on what the limits and what the trend is in the environment, what can be accepted in that Choctaw Canal, you never know until you send in a renewed permit to find out what they're gonna hit you with.
He's working on it now. We just found out about that.
He told me he's gonna send it to me, send it to me.
Yeah, it's every 5 years.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, feel free to call. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you. No, it's good. Appreciate it.
All right, any other questions on that? All right, planning and zoning minutes. I don't think we had a quorum, right? No, we didn't have anybody. Finance committee, we got bills. There's a lot of them, but it is what it is. If anybody has any questions on it, we can help you with that. Personnel, don't have anything. Recreation committee, just a quick bike share update. We had November, December seemed to be a really busy month on the bike shares. I'm assuming it's holiday time, maybe family from out of town in. We had 83 bike shares between November and December. Our little program gives us mileage. It's like over 600 miles was ridden on the bicycles. So it was a really good month. I'm hoping in the springtime we see an uptick in that. It's only $100. We didn't make a whole lot of money on it, but I don't know if it's going to be self-sustaining. We'll have to talk about that at budget time and see what we can do to try to prop that up, because I really don't want to lose that bike share program. It's a really neat program. A lot of repair work goes into bikes, and we're trying to keep that up to snuff. So anyway, it's a good program, and people are really using it. Anybody else in the recreation? Police committee? I don't think we have anything. Governmental Affairs, Landmark and Heritage Commission meeting Monday, January 27th at 6:30. We have anything else there? Other matters, I don't know of anything. Mayor's report, just one quick update. I checked with D'Agostino. We don't have any update on the plans for our property yet. But I checked with him today and I didn't hear from him, so I'm assuming he's not completed, but I just kind of want to see if we were a third or a half or whatever. Yes, sir.
Update, please. There was some conversation coming in. That 20-inch water line from Paris, did y'all notice, it's hit right at the end of Benzoo. They made the bore across the tank. They're closing some gaps. They're going on some other work this week. They'll be back. So in the near future, there'll be some coordination. We talk about your drainage pipe. They will be laying the water line down one of the lanes of Anita Street. It's actually going to be the east lane, which means the right-hand lane is going toward Benzoo. The equipment, how they stage, where they put dirt, what we do and how to, all those conversations will be coming in the near future. And there'll be a lot of coordination with you, the homeowners back there. They're going to keep access open as best they can to get people in and out of there. And look, if they work it in the rain like it is now, it won't be clean and neat. It'll be dirty and muddy.
Right.
Hopefully we get a break in weather while they work, and we'll try to get it done a little cleaner and neater.
Do you have a time frame when they plan on starting that, right on Anita? Any idea?
No, you'll know.
Yeah, let.
Have to be coordinated with
Yeah, and Shane, make sure Shane's aware, and maybe what we can do is we can put it on a website. We'll figure out times.
Can you send a snail mail to the residents?
Yeah, just on the New Street, we could possibly do that. Just pop up some mail as well as some.
We need to a flyer to hand out there, but
yeah, right. That's what we can do. I can have Shane's guys go drop a flyer off. Yep, we'll do that.
School buses, too. You might problem with school buses.
Right. So we'll have to coordinate with the school, too, Jonathan.
That school freed down the middle of Benzoo?
The middle of Anita.
Anita.
Across Benzoo, you're coming down Anita, but it's toward the east edge.
Oh, okay.
You've got to remember that guy's going to have a track over that's huge, and that trench is going to be 3.5, 4 feet wide.
Right. Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to contact. I'll have Shane talk to Republic about garbage, and we'll try to square all that up too, so.
Roy, how does a 20-inch compare to the current size coming down the highway?
You got a mixture of some 12 and an 8 and a 6. This 20-inch, if I remember the numbers correctly, the build-out in Addis, don't quote me on it, was 3,000 to 5,000 new residents, homes, apartments, and all that. And this is going to take you 15 years into the future. We don't know where Addis is going at all. You know, the industrial market down there has got all these condos and townhomes being built.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell y'all that I walked into a meeting here last spring or winter and you have water, you get water up water going. Well, that's even worse when you get down to Addis. They didn't have anything. And that's what this is to give the highway to get it down there. The other part the parish is doing, you have heard the conversation before, we finished the well there at the arena, in the parking lot of the arena over there. That's all going to be interconnected. There's another pipeline needs to be run from the arena to the tank at the Westport tank, and the 16-inch line starts there. Bring that well water across the intercoastal to give you more supply. The future plans on a couple more wells up in that area.
Were they going to use this 20-inch plus the existing lines?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. One other mayor's report, Blaine and I read at Lukeville. It's always fun if you ever get an opportunity to do that, to read to the children at the schools. It's a lot of fun. I think that's all I have from my mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
The replacement of drainage underneath Anita Street, is it going to be the same size pipe?
We have an existing 24-inch corrugated metal pipe that's collapsed the road and about to fall apart. They're going back with two reinforced concrete pipes underneath it.
Still with the volume. Now there's where our problem lies. We're bringing water. Yeah, you're right, Tom. you bring the water faster to us than we can get rid of.
Well, understand what these two pipes do. Now, I just know about it. I didn't do it.
Right.
The pipes corroded. Coming through, so they wanted to replace it. They knew there's an issue with water. So you're just opening up the area. You'll allow whatever water can get to the front of that culvert to get across the street to this side. None of the ditches change. So no more water can get come down the ditch and it's already taken now. If you're telling me the land floods and the rest, of course,
it
forces it to get across the street.
Yes, it does.
But if you've got a current pipe that has poor integrity and is collapsed,
that we have to. While we have the street torn up, we have to replace it.
Move it quicker out of the area, right?
No,
it won't take. But the thing is, Tom, the drainage that brings it to Dalton across over there in the back won't take the volume, so it has to go somewhere. So it's going to go north to pass through by Van Zuul, then to Dalton.
Well, some of that ditch turns in front of Miss Jordan's house and goes.
It all
goes north, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But some of it goes across and some of it turns and goes north.
That is correct.
That
but
way.
Right.
Now, the elevation behind your house comes back toward Anita. It doesn't go that way. When it gets to a certain level, it'll go that way.
Yeah.
But when it rains just a light, just by elevation, I'm just telling you elevation because Shane measured it. For that reason alone. We didn't want to dump more water back there that can't get through. That house drains back toward Anita Street, so it can all run down Anita, supposedly, to go north. That's by elevation. So, you know, once it fills up and it spills over, that's a different story. But I know the elevation at that house goes back to Anita Street, the one behind you.
What I'm saying, after it's done, it's too late. You still have the problem. You're bringing water faster to us than our drainage can take it. You increase the drainage all the time.
What you're saying is you need to improve the drainage from the Anita.
That is correct.
To the boxes. I don't know where the water goes, then walk back in it.
Yeah.
It heads toward that junction box.
That's correct.
And then that junction box ties in the trunk pump.
That is correct.
That water doesn't cross over that high point until it reaches a certain level. Because that water behind your house comes back to Anita. So the water going under Anita is not going to climb up the hill and go over. It's going to turn and go toward north, go north.
It drains east. It don't drain west. It should drain west, but it goes east.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I wish it did go west.
When it starts coming back, when it won't take it anymore, it comes back, then it meets right there. And then that's where it scatters out with all our property.
Yeah.
So when you increase it to that point there and not do anything for the rest, then you cause
probably losing someone from these people.
Mm-hmm. No, part of it.
About that ditch going toward that box culvert.
Going toward the box.
But what I hear you saying is that the drainage on both sides of Anita Street under Benzoo to the Tonton needs to be either checked or investigated.
Cleaned out, yep.
There's culverts that go that way.
I think we cleaned that ditch out. I'm not sure. I wish Shane was here, but that ditch that runs toward those box culverts behind you, I think we cleaned that out because there was some really bad areas back there. I'll have to check with him tomorrow and see. But we're constantly back there on Venzu and working, trying to get that cleaned up. We got some work to do next to Miss Jordan's house. We got to clean up.
What size is that pipe that passes from Anita to the box? Do y'all know? I think the same size that
goes
underneath the road. So you're increasing the one that the road, but not increasing
I'm not sure at the box over there, but there again, the water's got to go up the hill to get over there because about midway between Anita and those boxes, it does like this. Per elevation that Shane measured because we went and checked it.
Well, when you put it past your house,
yeah. But what I'm saying, and I'm saying it correctly, yeah, whenever they enlarge that right there, isn't that correct? And they don't enlarge the ones that take it to the box, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, but that water is not going to go up the hill.
But I know what you're saying, but that's not the way it works in real life. We know what it does because we live there.
Mm-hmm.
When you come, and which you mean well, when you come, the danger is over with. If the water, if you wait to 30 minutes, even just 30 minutes after it quits raining, then we have no more problem. But it's to reach that point.
Well, the reason we're changing those culverts out is because the road's already dug up and the ones there are bad.
I know you mean well, so you're saving money, but you cause some homeowners more problems.
If we don't change it out, then the homeowners on this side are going to get flooded. So we have to maintain across the board. It's not drowning people. It's just it's putting in newer culverts so they last longer while the street's torn up. We're not trying to drown people.
100%, but mm-hmm. Go further.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to enlarge one, enlarge them all.
Yeah, we'll check and see. I don't know what connects at the other end, but I'll check and see what connects. And I know we clean out back there. I know Shane cleaned out. That's part of the 4,300 feet or whatever we've cleaned out and dug to grade. So.
But you're not correct.
I hear what he's saying. I've heard this generally in the past. Just talk about that drainage map. I'll have my guys look into that.
Yeah, that's the hot spot.
What's important is what do you have running north? In that right-of-way
right.
Coming under
Benzo. Underneath Benzo. That's right.
Yep. Because I understand what he was talking about, there's a ridge there.
I see.
So the natural drainage should be not over the ridge, but back
toward. That's exactly
all
right.
Directed.
And that might be more of an issue than the culverts going across east-west, is the culverts going north-south, down Anita, under Benzo, and dumping that way. And that's probably where the holdup is. Now, we've cleaned those ditches out.
Will that water come up, whether how power line, will that water hit that bank and it stays there? The sink lab would open that ditch up straight across. It would help us. Because I've seen it back up.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
If you can't, you take time, you take that, and you'll see. It can't take the volume.
Let's come and see me standing in the street out there.
You told me not to run over you.
Well, you'll be around. One day when you come in for that project, give Shane a call and we'll ride out and take a look. But
I told y'all before, it's a numbers game.
Oh, yeah.
The surfaces are what they are. It's like you said, it rains hard over here, that water's going to build up high here. And sometimes on flat ground like we live on, the The water has to build an elevation to make its own grade to go. Your complaint over here with Ruley Oaks is coming out of the cane field. It would get out the cane field so fast and get up, then it would run under West St. Francis into the retention pond, and that scared you. Well, that's equalizing the water, so when it gets that 30 minutes you're talking about, then it'll all start reversing and going back.
Right.
Because the elevation gets up so fast, so high, that's what happened with water.
Hey, while we're talking on drainage, I met with Pee Wee in the, last month. Sinclair's doing some mitigation on the back piece of some property back here, some wetlands mitigation. And that's going to allow Pee Wee and them to get in the back and clean out some of Tonton in the back. So they will do some work back there. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen this month. I just know that they're doing some work way, way in the back on Tonton, which eventually helps us. Now, the parish canal is full and it's got nowhere to go. It doesn't matter how deep or how wide it is. It's just not going to go. But at least there's some work that's going to be done on the Tonton Canal in the back once that wetlands mitigation and Sinclair gets all taken care of back there. That's a positive.
We'll all get together and look at Mr. Carroll.
Yep, we'll look at it. I'll get with Shane and we'll meet with Roy eventually and we'll go take a look. But I'm pretty sure those ditches are dug and I'll see what size that pipe is that goes in those big
holes. And I don't mind to meet with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go look.
To look. I know what takes place.
Mm-hmm. We'll go take a look.
So the water, when we have a bad event,
the water is always worse.
Carroll's side.
Yeah.
Well,
it depends.
Yes and no. I mean, it's bad on his side, but it's also bad on the other side of Enzo behind Miss Jordan and them back in there, and it gets the back of Kurt's house.
Kurt Mancuso had an issue.
Mm. Yeah,
that's right.
Water behind his house that couldn't get across the Nita Street.
Right.
That's the culvert that y'all want to replace. I think it's a great idea. I understand Mr. Carroll has had water in his house multiple times, so he doesn't want more water coming to him. It can't go anywhere. So I think what you're saying is we're just moving the problem from the west side of Anita Street to pull it faster on the east side, and it just sits there. It's still going to be a problem. So I agree. I don't know the depths or the height that you need it to be, but if it can't get into the Tonton Canal, somebody's going to have water on it.
I'm remembering now, see, because the ditch behind you, Fish, that connects to the Tonton right there behind us.
Right.
When we take water down Anita and across that power line to that ditch, that's the ditch behind thing. It's got to go back east.
That's right.
The Tonton to go.
Right. But it backs up to the
left.
It backs up.
Well, because the Tonton's full.
Not necessarily. No, it just can't. Not necessarily. It can't take it fast enough.
He just needs a bigger highway to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll need to, because I might be wrong, and we'll have to look when you do that study, Roy. Behind his house, I really think that water comes back toward Anita.
But he understands your point. Water up to a certain depth goes to Anita. But he's saying there's always so much water. That's what I just explained.
Right, yeah.
It gets so hot. It's going
goes over back that way. That's
going.
Right.
And that's when he recognizes it's that first initial coming to you.
All right, well, we'll take a look at that. That's part of that study that we're working on, and hopefully we can solve that problem because we got that and Eileen we need to take care of. So
once it gets on the north side of Anita at Venzuel, where does the water go? Does it go up toward Fishes into Tom-Tom, or does it continue north at that intersection to Tom-Tom?
It goes to Fish.
Yeah.
It goes up. So it goes in, it goes the opposite direction that the land.
You're talking about south side?
Yes.
Yeah.
South side of Benzoil?
Yes.
Behind Mr. Carroll's house?
No, I'm talking about on the north
behind
side.
Behind you.
On your side.
Yeah. It's got a straight shot to the Tom-Tom. In fact, it's got a bend right there at my house where it goes.
It comes under the power lines and it drains north. Then it shoots east and goes back toward behind Fish's house.
And they've made a curve where it'll flow into Tonton rather than being a 90, because you can tell by the
polarization
of the water, it was going in there and it was kind of fighting itself. So they kind of made a turn where it just flows into the.
Yeah, so.
Another issue, the ditch behind Fish's house, where it dropped into Tonton, erosion was beginning to get so bad it was invading that before you owned it.
Yeah, that fence was falling in.
Mm-hmm. All that. I know because my fence fell. So when you came in and put sheet pile in there, we put sheet pile across that ditch to stop it from eating back up, because if you didn't touch it, that ditch behind Fish would work its way all the way up to the power line, getting deeper and deeper and deeper, which would have ate onto the private property of the Benzel neighbors and onto the others. A ditch and erosion with that velocity is going to work its depth to the stream it's going back. That was the other problem at the end of the cooler. We fight this with Pee-wee on the north, south end of the cooler, where the cooling, the drainage across the lost property drops into the cooler. There's a culvert there to stop the erosion from eating that ditch out.
I never...
I want to try to build up, by the power line, it's in, you can see the water fighting itself. The water's trying to come this way, the water's trying to come this way, and then it's meeting at that ditch.
And come back on. We're sitting in a pool.
Yeah.
To one end, it's going to come back to the other.
That's right.
I'd have lost every penny, because I thought all those ditches drained west. I never dreamed we had ditches that drained east, but...
They break, okay. That ditch that y'all want to put the pipe enlarge it to, which way is it draining?
Drains east.
Okay. It should be draining west.
Oh, I agree. I'm not...
Yeah.
I'd have lost every penny in my pocketbook, because I'd have bet everybody 10 years ago that they all drained west, but...
Yeah. It's behind my house. Instead of draining,
west.
East.
It's trying to go the opposite direction of the elevator.
That's right.
Yeah, that's been that way for years.
Right there, and it's Happy Pond.
Yep.
There's four houses that goes under, right there. Yeah.
Yep.
There's four.
Yep. All right, well, we know that's a hot spot. We're going to work on it. We'll keep moving forward on that. We'll let you know if we see something blocked or the size of that culvert when we find that out.
See, I'm noticing more water coming in Tommy's backyard. By the house. I was taking that off, checking.
What, where are you talking?
Right back, maybe that ditch right back.
You said there's what, more water in the ditch?
Water back up. Tommy's yard, he's got water in his yard, more and more. What I did was I built me like a little levee behind mine, so the water can't come into my yard.
Yep. All right, well, we're going to dig on that. I mean, we're working daily on drainage, so we're going to work on that spot too. As soon as we get that, we'll move forward. Anything else? Mr. Fish? Nothing?
All the boys said I was going to say, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
When are they having the swearing in Parish Council?
The 24th, I want to say. They canceled the first meeting in January, which is the 12th, and the second one is swearing in and first.
12th would have been a Sunday.
Thursday.
Twenty-third. Yeah, that works. All right, announcements. Our regular council meeting for next week has been moved to Tuesday, January 14th, 2020 at 6:30. We just decided to move it. There's nothing else going on Monday night. We just decided to move.
I'm going to be out of town. I'll be here Tuesday.
You'll be here Tuesday. Good. All right, we'll be here Tuesday. And with that, do I have a motion adjourned?
I'm by the football.
Moved by Mr. Richard. Second.
Second
by Mr. Dale. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting adjourned.